Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally. Imagine my voice, my show, is being heard in any country in the world. A little bit about Life with Kathy. I love doing my shows. It's an eye-opener for me because sometimes we do get a little lazy in our habits. The show topics are eclectic, maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And they're archived. Write this down, blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on November 2nd, and the topic is healthy aging. That's November 2nd, the topic healthy aging. Now, I have to do a couple of little PSAs. First of all, medical disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, a chiropractor, I don't have a PhD, I was chosen to carry the torch for all of you couch potatoes, and exercise has been part of my life. I can't imagine not exercising, ever. At the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old, and at the age of 11, I was in heaven, because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life, classical ballet. Oh, I knew the terms. But today's show, healthy aging. The U.S. is on the brink of a longevity revolution. By 2030, 14 years from now, the number of older Americans will have more than doubled to 7 million, or one in every five Americans. Call in 347-637-3789, and weigh in on the topic. I don't know what your age will be in 2013. How will your health be? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, grade yourself. Evaluate yourself. Now, the show is archived. I'm going to give you the link again. blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson. Click on November 2nd, Healthy Aging. And I want to do the disclaimer again. Please check with your doctor. You're not going to start any exercise. I don't know how you're exercising. Are you exercising safely? All I know is, and it's been 6 decades, in research and development, architects of our form. Getting into shape may be easier than you think. Now, before I get into it, I just have to say, go Cubs. They haven't won a series in over 100 years. They are on the brink. Tonight is the 7th play game. They were awesome last evening. I think they won 9-2. And, you know, they were all talking about, well, you know, the Cubs, they have all of these young players. You really need to have seasoned, aristocratic players on the Cleveland Indians. Well, we did show them last night, didn't we? So send out all of your energy to the Chicago Cubs for tonight. It'll be on the air, 7 p.m. our time. Now, can you believe this? November 2nd. This time next week, we'll know who our president is going to be. Is it going to be Trump or Clinton? Did you vote? I voted early. I don't have to stand in line. We already did it. But who do you think will win? Do you want to weigh in and give me your prediction? 347 637 3789. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners worldwide. Did you know that Blog Talk Internet Radio is exploding? It is a powerful marketing tool and learning curve. And you want to know what the world is waiting for you, waiting to hear your story. Timing is everything, and the time is now. You see, when I get an epiphany, I work on it immediately. I don't wait for anyone. I just do it. So a call to action. You entrepreneurs, business owners, venture capitalists, I don't care what your business. Do you have an invention? Are you writing a book? Do you have a story to tell? Do you have a product that could possibly change the world? Entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, business owners, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Imagine. It's all about you. Your very own half-hour radio show. You're the star. Imagine sharing your story with the world. It's your story. Your way. You own it. Broadcasting on Live with Kathy. Blog Talk Internet Radio. The world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Internet market. Internet radio marketing, PR is exploding. Yeah, it's powerful and it's a learning curve. Best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home or office on a landline phone. Your show is archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database, invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so forth. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and with our technology today. In minutes, your show will circle the world. Now, you could choose the day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible, but I work with you on content. No loose cannons. One-time modest fee. I look forward to working with you. Creatively you, creatively yours, Kathy Watson. My email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now by investing in you. Now, today's show, Healthy Aging. Call-in number, 347-637-3789. And I'm going to do the medical disclaimer again. I'm not a doctor, but I have a lot of know-how. I was blessed with futuristic and visionary insights. I come from an immigrant background where children were to be seen and not heard. But I just followed. I followed my gut, that fire in the belly desire to not only make a difference in my life, but in the difference of lives, people globally. You see, my mission and passion is to change the perception and redefine the perception of aging in America. Americans have a stranglehold on youth. Oh, we were all young. It's a beautiful time. But every 7 years, we do age, don't we? So what are you doing with your life? Oh, when I talk about wanting to get fit for life, I'm going to say exercise, the dreaded E word. But you know what? I could hear the excuses. I don't have time. I'm too old. I might hurt myself. I'd be too embarrassed at a gym with all those fit young people around. Does that sound familiar? If you're not fit at a young age, then when do you expect to be? What age is middle age to you? I really need to know. Call in 347-637-3789. And I want to tell you something. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, you're in a bed in a nursing home. There are exercise routines for you. Just log on. Go to Google and log in. I'm bedridden. I want to exercise. Now, I'm going to give you a few tips to make sure you are exercising safely. If you're on any medications at all that change your natural heart rate, don't use your pulse rate as a way of judging how hard you should exercise. One example of this kind of medicine is a type of blood pressure drug known as a beta blocker. Check with your doctor. Start slowly. Take baby steps after you've checked with your doctor. Little by little, build up your activities and how hard you work at them. Doing too much too soon can hurt you, especially if you haven't been active. And this is what I've noticed. When I'm working out at the gym, I will go to the person and say, don't hold your breath while straining when you're using your muscles, because that could change your blood pressure. It may seem strange at first, but the rule is to breathe out while your muscle is working. Breathe in when it relaxes. For example, if you're lifting something, breathe out as you lift it. Breathe in when you bring it down. So, I might get hurt. Well, you've been sedentary all your life. What do you expect? Use safety equipment. Educate yourself on a heart monitor. If you're into bike riding, use a helmet. And get the right shoes for walking or jogging. Exercise. Most older people, and we are aging, but not necessarily better. Lack of physical activity, not eating the right foods, taken together are the second greatest underlying cause, are you hearing me, of death in the United States. What is the first cause, do you know? If you know, call in 347-637-3789. I'll tell you later on. Actually, I don't know what your age is. Exercise can help older people feel better and enjoy life more. You see, age has nothing to do with it. It's your choice. No one is too old or too out of shape to become more active. Regular exercise can prevent or delay some diseases like cancer, heart disease, or diabetes. It can also perk up your mood and help depression, too. Being active can help older people to stay independent and able to keep doing things like getting around or dressing themselves. Physical activity has to be a part of your everyday life. But do the exercise that... What's the best exercise in the world? What is the best exercise in the world? Do you know? Call in 347-637-3789. You thinking? Okay. I'm not going to tell you. I'll answer the two questions that the second greatest underlying cause of death in the United States is lack of physical exercise and not eating the right food. But there is one that is number one. And then... really think about taking care of your garden. Go for a brisk walk, ride a bike, dance, work around the house in the yard, climb stairs. Oh, be sure you check with your doc. So you could do a mix of things that keep you moving and active. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood. Ironworkers and Impact, can't you just feel their energy? And you see, if you're an ironworker, whether you're male or female, you're getting all the exercise in the world. I married an ironworker, but he still worked out at the gym. So the Brotherhood and Sisterhood. The Titanics, shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They have each other's back. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the International Ironworkers, the Domperion of the trades. Do you want a job or a career? Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? The sisterhood and brotherhood coming together in solidarity? Log on ironworkers.org to find out more. Yeah, you have to go through an apprenticeship, but oh my, is it ever worth it? But I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are. Do you want a career or a job? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners worldwide. A powerful marketing tool and learning curve. Imagine having your own show, commercial free, and you advertise it. It's you. It's all about you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth Secrets of a Spring Chicken Looks Do Matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Did you know that stress, trauma, and anger releases toxins into the body? Get the book, and you'll know how to release the toxins. And then I want you to go onto my website, simply ageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on the video and then scroll down to the books. Nonfiction, The Elixir, Nonfiction Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. That's available at Author House. The Elixir is available by contacting me. It's an e-book and a soft book. Email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. She wrote this incredible book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Yesterday's show was Work at Home. Do you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? You need the blueprint. Home-based businesses are exploding. It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. Encourage you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your own business. Email me at Kathy Studio, sbcglobal.net. Now we're back to, I want you to give a voice to your passion. And if it's something about exercising that has made a change in your life, I want to hear about it. Do you want to stay independent? Do you want to always turn heads when you walk into a restaurant? Okay, I'm going to say it again. What gets worse with age gets better with exercise. And this is secret number four. Getting into shape. The dreaded E word. What could I possibly say about the benefits of exercise that hasn't been said? When we're in our 20s or younger, exercise was a choice. As we age, it's a must. Oh, yeah, we reach cellular maturity at the age of 30, and that's when the flower, the bloom comes out. Don't you want to keep that bloom for time and all eternity? I personally don't know any other way to start my day. Exercise has been part of my life since I was 7 and then 11. You see, I thought everyone exercised. How naive I was. Why do I have this fire in the belly? Desire to keep on keeping on? Well, I'll tell you. I want to remain functional for time and all eternity, and so no one has to take care of me. Having said that, there are more reasons to move your butt. And when Bill and I were enjoying our life together, we said, hey, let's take care of each other. We don't care of us. But I want to give you a powerful visual. And I want you to stop, close your eyes, and just listen to what I have to say. This was on the Chicago Tribune, March 18th, 2007. I extrapolated this from Live Longer, Better, Wiser. You can stop normal aging, and this is by Dr. H.S. Lodge. Now, this is what happens when you don't exercise. Your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell to decay day after day after day after day. This new research reveals surprising facts about our changing bodies. Most aging is just the dry rot we program into ourselves by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. You know, getting into shape may be easier than you think. Even if you're wheelchair bound or in a nursing home, there are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. You don't need to puff, labor, or strain in order to gain benefits. In some cases, moderate exercise is more realistic. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many over the age of 50 fear. Activity can be anything: gardening, walking, doing laundry, housework, washing the car. Hey, guys, this as activity is for you. I don't want to ruin a manicure. I want you all to smile. Exercise aerobic versus anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter: how long and what your pulse rate is during exercise. In the early 1980s, Bill, my husband, also known as the Silver Fox, and I were introduced to heart monitors by Jerry Morantz, our chiropractor. He insisted we be educated to our personal high and low range heart rates while exercising. I urge all of you to talk to a sports doctor about getting your personal heart monitor. To date, we do not exercise without ours. Best advice we ever got: remember, when starting a new program, check with your doctor first. So we've talked about activity, back to exercise. Aerobic exercise is steady, nonstop, lasts a minimum of 12 minutes. You exercise at 40 to 85% of aerobic capacity. This is where the heart monitor reigns supreme. Exercise 3 to 5 times a week. Now, aerobic exercises: ballroom dancing, belly dancing. Jalal has a wonderful program. Race walking, running, jogging, bicycling, rowing, skating. Non-aerobic: downhill skiing, tennis, handball, racquetball, weightlifting, calisthenics, golf. Now, sidebar, a message to 50 and over: you don't have a choice. You must exercise your body. Why? For optimal blood circulation. The brain needs oxygen, duh. The only way it's going to be fed the elixir of youth is through exercise. Now picture this. If you don't, your blood pressure, your blood becomes like a thick, solid mass of sludge clogging your arteries. Benefits of exercise? Exercise may help to wring out most of our genes. May help to reduce stress and depression. Exercise helps to stretch the good years, but best of all, are you ready? Ah, exercise enhances romantic, intimate moments, the juice of life. Hey, we're not over the hill yet. Now back to fitness. Fitness is a measure of how much blood your body can pump, how much exercise it can process. Fitness comes from many hours of intense aerobic exercise. Matters of the heart. The heart is a muscle, weighing 11 ounces. Work it regularly and it becomes stronger. Did you know that the heart pumps over 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers every day? When you exercise, arteries become larger, more elastic, and less likely to clog up. Be good to your heart. Are you digging your grave with your knife and fork? Believe it or not, you are what you eat. The fountain of youth can be found on your plate. My diet is outlined in Secret 2. The culprits, quick lunches, fast foods. Maybe you smoke. Do you drink alcohol in excess? Too much fat in your diet? You have to strive to reduce the stress in your life. Your heart will love it. And by the way, moderation is the key. You know, I could go on and on, but what's the point? I'm convinced that there are those who regularly exercise, there are those who are thinking about starting, and those who simply won't. It's your choice. So be it. My exercise routine is outlined in Secret 2. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. Look at your life. I want you to think of your body as a garden. A farmer nourishes his crops during growth and then replenishes the soils with nutrients after the harvest. Are you feeding your body, your garden, with proper exercise, diet, nutrition, and nutrients? Are you empowering your brain with loving thoughts? How does your garden grow? Okay, what's the best exercise in the world? The one that you'll do. And what is the leading cause of death worldwide? Smoking. Absolutely smoking. So tell me, how does your garden grow? Your thoughts, your words, your deeds are seeds. They grow in your mind. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Are you ready? Are you ready to be fit for life no matter what your age is? I'm telling you again, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. There are no do-overs. What gets worse with age gets better with exercise. So I've given you all the reasons why you should exercise. Start today. Be independent. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. No excuses. And if you need a buddy system, be with people that are like-minded. No toxic negative thinking. Darlings, until tomorrow at 11:30, what are you waiting for? Stay beautiful. Au revoir.